This episode is brought to you by TravCP. TravCP is a Black-owned travel company with a vision to position Africa to be the number one tourist destination in the world. TravCP currently does this by marketing tourist destinations in Africa and connecting tourists like yourself to tour guides, experiences, and destinations in Africa. To book a tour guide or destination in any African country, visit at TravCP on Instagram and send a DM or click the link in TravCP's bio on Instagram. Now, TravCP is spelled T-R-A-V-C-P, TravCP. Yes, this episode is awesome. It's awesome because it is inspiring and it is an episode from a woman I honor, a woman I respect. She is the current CEO of Uganda Tourism Board. I met her last year at Magical Kenya Travel Expo, and of course, your girl did not waste time. I seized the opportunity to pick her brain and, invite her to the podcast to inspire everyone that listens to the podcast as well. And she did not disappoint. She's so humble. She's so soulful. She's so deep. I love her spirit, and I really want you to have that in mind while listening to her. Of course, I can't tell you what to take out, because I want you to decide what you want to take out from today's episode for yourself. And yeah, in case you're wondering who this is, I'll call her Honorable, because she's the CEO, anyways, Mrs. Lily Ajarova. She's from Uganda, like I mentioned. So stay tuned and enjoy. Welcome to the Big Jimas Podcast. I am your host, Defisayo, an award-winning travel blogger, a tourism promoter and strategist, and the founder of TravCP. This is a safe commute created to empower Big Jimas to dream bigger through the inspiring stories and life experiences of top influencers, industry leaders, and entrepreneurs. The theme for this season is empowerment.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great this afternoon in Nairobi at the Magical Kenya Travel Expo.
How long have you been around for?
I just came in today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. How was your experience since?
Oh, it's great. I think the organization of this expo is great. So mm-hmm. there's quite a lot to see, quite a lot of people to meet, mm-hmm. and lots of things to do. Mm-hmm. I think it's just feeling like there's so much to do, but very little time for it.
Right.
Yeah.
So have you been able to make meaningful connections so far?
I have done some great meetings, mm-hmm. Since morning. We've had the press conference, had connections with some digital marketing firms.
Right.
I've had meetings with some potential partners to work with in planning our own Pearl of Africa Tourism Expo for 2020 in February.
Yeah.
So it has been so far, very exciting and very productive.
So for those listening that do not even understand what you're here for and why you're going for so many meetings, do you mind introducing yourself? What do you do? Mm-hmm. Let them know more about you.
Lily Ajarova is my name. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Uganda Tourism Board. And that means I'm in charge largely for almost every tourism development and promotion in Uganda.
Yeah. So did you envision yourself 30 years ago doing what you're doing now?
Not exactly. I come from a background of having grown up in a little village in the northern part of the country, mm-hmm. and it's a place where culturally girls are not seen to be one of those that should be going higher with their education and becoming leaders at the position where I am now, as mm-hmm. At a national level. Mm-hmm. So, I grew around relatives. You know, my mom was a nurse in the hospital that was closest to my home. So happened that my dad was also a medical officer. So I had a lot of, you know, medical people around me as I was growing, and I took it that I was automatically going to, you know,
what changed then?
But as I went to school and studied different things, it became the opportunities that availed themselves to me, you know, were totally different from what I thought before. But it also felt like, you know, oh, there's something exciting here to do.
I saw that you have a BSc in psychology.
Yes.
So, well, that's not so related to tourism. So for those who are basically big dreamers, want to aspire for great things, how did you get to where you are today? What were the challenges you faced?
Well, first I have to say, being a woman makes it even more difficult in Africa, but I think everywhere in the world, you know, to grow to the position that I am today as a woman in Africa, it's quite a hurdle, you know, to jump. And I must say it has not been an easy one, but it has been determination. Yeah, I have always been determined to achieve what I put my mind to.
Yeah.
But it also starts with a dream.
Yeah.
You know, you must have a dream to achieve something in life. And for me, my dream has always been to create a positive impact in the world,
right,
in whatever I do. Now, my dream has also been to make sure that when I'm gone from the surface of this earth, I was not just a statistic.
Word.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you can have what the world has to offer in terms of money, in terms of wealth, but what impact are you going to create with the wealth that you have?
Yeah.
So I think it also comes from the family values, because that's something that I was taught, you know, right from the time I was a child, that you're not just, you know, you're not just a statistics in this world, you know. You are here to create an impact in this world.
Right.
Yeah, my parents always told me, you know, you're not by accident, you know. You are an individual who has been created by God to fill in one gap that nobody else in the world is going to fill. And I have to say as well that it was not easy, you know, with my family background as well. Along the way, as I went to school, the environment in which I grew was very humble.
What was the major challenge that you overcame that we can learn from?
Well, I at some point in life, I basically, you know, was left by myself, you know, before I even finished high school. So it had to take a personal determination that even without my parents, without anybody else there, I can still make it in life. Yeah. And that is where probably my dream of becoming a medical doctor or being in the medical field kind of fizzled out, and I started looking at opportunities in other areas.
Right.
Yeah. And how did I get here? You know, one very important thing that I have learned in life, yes, even if my parents were not there, you know, to take me through life to a certain point, you know, there has been other people. So we can never be islands and develop by ourselves. So there has always the network I've made with people in different ways, in different areas, whether it's school, I took time to volunteer, give free service whenever I could. I never sat back just to wait for the right job that I needed. Oh, I remember this very well when I finished with my psychology undergraduate degree. I graduated. That's why the first job I got. I had to work in the hotel because I was still looking for a job.
And what is funny, like the universe is funny, like you started with hotel and next thing you're the head of tourism. Yeah.
So I find myself, you know, because I didn't want to be idle, you know, and just waiting for that one job. So I decided whatever I have now, I will work with it until I get something else. So I think that also set the basis, you know, for my engagement in tourism sector.
Right.
So I started by doing really, you know, I volunteered, you know. To
volunteer, keyword.
Yeah, volunteer.
To build your network and also, you know, give
yes.
back to the community.
Yeah, and you know that offering free service is what got me to where I am in a way. And I will explain that because I worked for 4 full months. I never got even like my transport covered. I think the most that I was given was lunch. Yeah. I had to go to the housekeeping. Remember? Graduate. I had to go to the house. You work with the housekeepers, clean cobwebs.
Wow.
You know, there are times I would run to the washrooms and say, what am I doing here? You know, is that what I studied my psychology for? What am I doing here? But you know what happened? Everything happens for a good reason. That experience got me to attain a scholarship to go and study tourism management in Europe.
Wow. That was awesome.
Yeah, so I had 2 years of tourism management training in Austria. And I had the opportunity. We had Disney World Florida was looking for Africans who had studied in Europe to recruit them to go and work with them in Florida. It happened that I was chosen to be one of those to go. I graduated in Austria with my tourism management training, came back to Uganda. But when we were being given the scholarship, we were told, we're giving you this scholarship because we want to train you, provide you skill and knowledge so that you can go back to Uganda and develop Uganda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Austria is more developed. You know, the economy is good. The tourism is good. 2 years in Austria, you should be able to go back to Uganda and make a difference.
Right.
While still in Austria, within the last 2 months, I get an offer to go to Disney. I said, no, I'm going to be loyal to what I signed for. I'm going to go back home and make the best use of what I was given to develop my country. And that's what I did.
I love that you're patriotic. So those who, because I am from Nigeria, and most people seem to have given up on situations of things in the country in terms of so many things. Well, I'm one of those people that believe solely in my country, wanted to develop. But I start and stand with tourism development. That's why I call myself a tourism development advocate. Now, I use my media to inspire people not to give up or to show them the opportunities in the country. What would you say to Ugandans that probably don't see what you see in the country right now? What would you say to them?
Well, I think I have been really blessed that the one thing is that I have traveled my country. Yeah, I've traveled everywhere in Uganda, so I actually know Uganda.
Yeah.
And based on, you know, the spirit of always giving to others, you know, has given me a lot of opportunity to travel the world, whether it's through the jobs I've done or through whatever connections, you know. And most times it comes because I have given first.
Right.
Yeah. So when you have the spirit of sharing, of giving, you know, to others, it gets back to you. Yeah. And so I've been privileged to travel the world. Yeah, I've traveled lots of countries in Africa, including Nigeria. I've been to Nigeria.
Nice.
I actually did a road trip from Lagos all the way to Port Harcourt.
Wow.
Which most Nigerians have not even done.
That's awesome. Did you go there to buy oil or what did you go to Port Harcourt for? That's nice.
I have a connection. I'm a Rotarian.
Okay.
So my Rotarian friends from Nigeria, I have some who are based in Lagos and some in
Port Harcourt. Nice.
So we kind of did a road trip with them to have that experience.
Okay.
So and traveling the world, you know, besides Africa, I've traveled lots of countries in Europe. I've traveled lots of countries in North America, different states in North America. And I've just got to know that Uganda is special. We have so many things that the rest of the world do not have. And I see what other Ugandans do not see in that. They think what we have, you know, is not enough. They think the other countries out there have more than we
they
have.
Think. Yes.
Yeah? But I understand that what we have is more than what others have.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very satisfied. I feel very blessed to have been born in Uganda, to be living in Uganda.
Nice. All right, so for ladies listening, is there any word of inspiration you want to give to them in terms of being a dog-eat-dog world we're in right now?
Well, from my life experience, one, we are all equal. And nobody should make you feel you're less than a man because you're a woman. And there's so many things I do better than my male colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the starting point. We need to, as women, we need to view ourselves as equal to men.
Mm.
Because we have the culture in Africa to be, you know, that encourages women being looked down upon.
Yeah.
But individually, we can conquer that. You need to make sure you put it in your mind that you can do as much as a man can do. And the thing is, if I can make it, I haven't told my whole story, but if I have to tell my full story of where I came from, the culture I have, which was so suppressing to women, you know, if I can make it, I believe any woman in this world can make it.
How did you break through the culture, especially the culture of having to leave the medical career to travel career? I know you mentioned because since your parents passed, you were not, you basically had the decision to go to, had the free will to make a decision of your own. But did anybody else cut you off? Anybody else from your culture, from your place of, from your village? Mm-hmm. Did you used to stay in the village?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then anybody else?
I only got to the city when I had to go to the university.
Okay.
So I grew up in a rural setup.
So you have really had a tough life that anybody can easily relate to.
Absolutely. And for me, I think the secret is determination and focus.
Okay.
Yeah? So when you have your dream, you have to be determined to achieve it and you remain focused because there will be so many things that will come your way that will derail you if you don't remain focused.
Mm.
You know, marriage will come, children will come, friends will come along the way who will even be distractors to you. You know, people will discourage you. That is all. One thing I had, you know, in my previous job, I had one of my board members who always used every presentation I ever made in the boardroom. They would say, "This is impossible to achieve. You're too ambitious." And that only encouraged me. Where people, I have this characteristic when somebody says it's impossible, I want to prove that it is possible. Because when somebody says to you it is impossible, they are just discouraging you. And for me, that has been a motivation. When somebody says, this is impossible, this is, you know, you're being too ambitious, then I want to prove myself that it can be done.
What inspires you the most? Is it people? Is it the books you read? Or do you read books at all? How do you draw?
It is the
draw?
Bible.
Awesome.
It is the Bible. I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. I was born Christian, and I've lived my life as a Christian. And the Bible has lots of... Anything you want to learn is in the Bible. You know, my leadership inspirations is from Moses in the Bible, Nehemiah. If you want to be a good leader, just read the Bible. Follow those two characters. You won't go wrong.
Okay.
Issues of managing people, issues of managing conflicts, issues of, you know, laying strategies to achieve most difficult projects, you know, like for Nehemiah, you know, rebuilding the wall of Jericho. You know, I mean... It can't be any tougher than what he went through. And there's so much that you can learn. So my biggest inspiration is God and the Bible, characters.
I love that. Thank you very much. And now that you said that, I'm going to go and binge read the beginning of the Bible. Thank you very much. Also, to wrap it up, any message you want to leave to anybody listening, either Nigerian or anybody listening?
Well, the message I have is that, especially for Africans, you know, we have it all.
We do.
Whether it is in tourism, in whatever way, you know, we need to wake up as Africans.
Yeah.
We need to wake up. Yeah, we have all it takes. We have all the resources. You know, we can develop Africa for ourselves,
Word.
For Africans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that is stopping us. Yeah,
it's our mindset.
We just have to change our mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my, you know, my message. We should not look down upon ourselves. Africa, if we change our mindset and decide to develop Africa, you know, the world will achieve more than it has ever achieved.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for granting this interview. If anybody wants to follow you on Instagram, Twitter, are you on any social media at all?
Yes.
Okay, what is the handle?
I'm on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook with the name Lily Ajarova.
Please, can you spell it?
Lily Ajarova is AJAROVA.
Thank you.
Thank you too.
I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did listening to it again, because if you notice, she mentioned, or I mentioned also, that I met her last year and I interviewed her last year, and she also mentioned the time we were recording that we're currently at Magical Kenya Travel Expo. So yeah, I've listened to her speak last year, I listened to it again while editing, and today again while, you know, putting together the final draft of the podcast. So I've listened to this over and over again, and I enjoyed every moment of it, and I hope you have also. Yes, if you did enjoy any part of the episode, please feel free to share on Instagram and tag at the big dreamer underscore, so that we can share your post as well, so that we can, you know, let our audience know what you learned, and let your audience know what you also learned, so that they can come and listen to the episode and be inspired as well. I'm looking forward to knowing what you learned, what the highlight for you was. And please feel free to share this podcast with your friends on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever social media you use. Like this podcast, share, I said share already, and subscribe. Yes, you can always subscribe if you're using an Apple podcast or Spotify or whatever streaming platform you're using, so that you don't miss our upcoming episodes. And if you have done that, please feel free to follow me on Instagram, Twitter,
and every social media, including YouTube, at Defisayo. That is spelled T-H-E-F-I-S-A-Y-O, Defisayo. Yes, I also have a blog, a travel blog named Defisayo.com. Yeah, I will see you next week. Till next time, do not forget to stay awesome, stay inspired. Peace.